On the southern tip of Texas, Cameron County is bordered by the Gulf of Mexico to the east and Mexico to the west. It ranks in the bottom 10% of the state in terms of overall health factors. To counter these health risks and to spur activity and tourism, a coalition of 11 communities in Cameron County is developing a transportation and tourism active plan that will link the communities with 428 miles of on- and off-street hike and bike and water trails. I began my trip to the lower Rio Grande Valley with a stop at 7th and Park, a small coffee shop and bike shop located near the Southern Pacific Linear Park in Brownsville. The park was an old railroad switching yard, cleared to create a 9-mile trail that leads to the Palo Alto Battlefield National Historic Park, the site of the first major battle of the U.S.-Mexico War in 1846. Graham Sevier Schultz is the owner of 7th and Park. He says the proximity of a hike and bike trail attracted him to establish his business there, which is also close to museums and the zoo.
I was lucky enough to find a vacant lot that has great frontage to the hike and bike trail. It's right near Linear Park, which is kind of the anchor of the battlefield trail here in Brownsville. It's basically become kind of like an outdoor event center. It was a real blessing. Made our decision pretty easy as soon as we found the location, and it's worked out great.
Dr. Rose Gowan says 7th and Park is a prime example of trail-oriented development. Gowan is a physician and city commissioner in Brownsville.
We're known for our beautiful beaches, as we already said, but we're not necessarily known as a place that you can go to be physically active.
The health risks in Cameron County drew Gowan towards more health-oriented policymaking. She says the UT Health School of Public Health in Brownsville identified 1 in 3 residents are diabetic, 80% are obese or overweight, and close to 70% are uninsured.
All of that combines to be a perfect storm, and the School of Public Health started talking to these 11 communities around us about the importance of healthy eating, active living, to try and reduce these rates.
The hope is to have 428 on-street and off-street multi-use trails connecting the communities of Brownsville, Harlingen, Laguna Vista, Combs, Los Fresnos, Los Indios, Port Isabel, Rio Hondo, San Benito, South Padre Island, and Rancho Viejo. Rancho Viejo is a golf-centered community marked with a water tower shaped like a golf ball. This is one of the communities that will connect not just with a hike and bike trail, but with 78 miles of paddling and kayaking trails along this stretch of the Gulf. Rancho Viejo is located in one of the Rio Grande River's many resacas, the finger-like projections that branch out from the main waterway. Eva Garcia is a planner with the city of Brownsville.
Rancho Viejo is in between Harlingen and Brownsville, and to the west, like northwest, is Los Indios, and to the east is Los Fresnos. So it's, if you were biking throughout the county and needed to stop for a break, Rancho Viejo would be your oasis to take a break, to have some breakfast, stop at the club.
Harlingen is a hot spot for birding. It also has over 1,200 acres of public parks. McKelvey Park is an 11-acre park with an existing 2-mile trail. Rodrigo Davila, planning and development director with the city of Harlingen, says McKelvey Park is one of the most used parks in Harlingen.
There's a lot of playgrounds for the kids. There's also some exercise equipment from the adults. We do 5K races out of here. It goes down a trail, which can be used as a bike trail, as a running trail, as a walking trail. A lot of people bring their pets. It's pet friendly. It connects this park to the expressway, and then across the expressway there's an additional park which we are working on more connectivity to kind of bring all the parks together.
The only way these plans can come to fruition is with funding. The Valley Baptist Legacy Foundation specifically supports programs that support healthy lifestyles and increase access to health care in the Rio Grande Valley. It has already provided a 2-year, $2 million grant to construct a 1.8-mile extension to the historic Battlefield Trail in Brownsville to connect to Los Fresnos, and $1.2 million to connect McKelvey Park in Harlingen to another nearby park. The Lower Rio Grande Valley Active Plan isn't just a means to increase tourism and activity. According to the U.S. Census, 34% of Cameron County residents live in poverty. Many don't own cars. Commissioner Gowan says the Active Plan is for these residents as well.
So it's not just about attracting the tourists, it's also about giving those routes and safety to the people that don't have a choice. You know, I own two cars and four bikes, but there are a lot of people that only own one bike and no car. And what are we doing as communities to make their travel safer and more pleasant?
Still in its beginning stages, the Active Plan has a long way to go before completion, but the work has already begun to make Cameron County a stronger, healthier community, one step at a time.